From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, June 20th. Coming up, we'll learn how butterfly farmers and breeders work to raise awareness about habitat loss. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Urbana Police Department would like the city to fund 11 positions, but at this week's meeting, the city council voted to approve only two. IPM News reporter Farah Anderson explains this comes after months of pressure from the community to divert funds to groups besides police.
Urbana City Council member for Ward 4, Jaya Colsetti, voted against many measures to add more police staff. She says more public input is needed before the council allocates millions of dollars.
Don't think where we are is representative of what we're hearing from our community. And I think that's disappointing for a city that says that our residents are at the top of the organizational chart.
Council officially backfilled two police positions, a deputy chief and a training sergeant. At the council meeting next week, council members will decide on whether to add community engagement officers. City officials said they'll create a task force of community members to figure out alternative responses to police for the future of Urbana. I'm Farah Anderson, IPM News.
The Illinois Department of Transportation announced this week that it has been awarded nearly $2 million in grant funding to improve public transit access in 20 southern counties. Hannah Saad reports.
The $1.8 million federal grant will be used to launch a pilot program aimed at improving access to public transportation in southern Illinois for people with disabilities, elderly people, and those living on low incomes. According to an IDOT release, the program's initial goal is to create better links among four southern Illinois transit providers. Those districts include Shawnee Mass Transit, Rides Mass Transit, South Central Mass Transit, and Monroe-Randolph Transit. Ultimately, the State Transportation Department wants to make it easier for residents to travel by integrating trip scheduling and fare collection among providers. I'm Hannah Saad in Murray.
The Illinois State Board of Elections has dismissed a claim that a former candidate for governor illegally coordinated with the Political Action Committee. Alex Degman reports.
Illinois election law says candidates cannot coordinate with PACs. Ben Hardin, the head of Illinois' Democratic Party, alleged Darren Bailey illegally worked with Dan Proft, a conservative radio host who led the People Who Play by the Rules PAC. The complaint says they did so through appearances on Proft's radio show and media ads that featured footage from campaign rallies. Proft was also accused of offering Bailey $20 million if Bailey fired his campaign staff. Bailey refused, and the money from a GOP mega donor went to the PAC instead. But the elections board said the complaint wasn't justified because the state's election code does not define what coordination is prohibited. The Democratic Party can take this to court for judicial review if they want. I'm Alex Degman.
State elections officials have officially dismissed a complaint alleging illegal campaign coordination in the 2022 race for Illinois governor. Capital News Illinois reports the State Board of Elections followed a hearing officer's recommendation on Tuesday to throw out allegations against conservative political operative Dan Proft and former state senator Darren Bailey. The hearing officer says the Democrats who brought the complaint did not show enough evidence to find that Proft and Bailey illegally colluded in Bailey's 2022 run for governor. But the hearing officer noted that Illinois law doesn't define illegal coordination and recommended the adoption of rules to clarify the matter. The Board of Elections co-chair indicated the board would instead wait for direction from lawmakers. Still to come, we'll learn how butterfly farmers and breeders are working to raise awareness about habitat loss. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on The 21st Show, award-winning Illinois author Luis Alberto Urrea's latest novel was inspired by his mother's experiences in World War II. She operated a Red Cross clubmobile, providing coffee, donuts, and conversation to American soldiers near the front. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk with Urrea next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's National Pollinators Week. For the past 25 years, pollinator species have experienced a drop in numbers. Experts say that's due to habitat loss, chemical use, and climate change. Butterflies are a pollinator that capture people's attention and serve as a gateway into learning about preserving habitat. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope has more on how butterfly breeders and farms are helping in that effort.
A kaleidoscope of black and white striped butterflies surround plants in a quiet room on the Uchi Butterfly Farm in Leonard, Oklahoma.
These are zebra longwings, so they're most reliably found in southern Oklahoma, but every few years...
That's Jane Breckenridge. She has been raising butterflies here for 15 years, selling them to exhibitions and state fairs. But her work is also about preservation. The butterfly farm is on land that was allotted to her great-grandmother, who was Muscogee and Uchi. Breckenridge wants to help other Native people learn to farm butterflies and to educate about habitat conservation and cultural preservation.
So for me, I love butterflies, but it's more about how they can be ambassadors to engage people in this conversation that I think needs to happen so badly about how do we preserve ecosystems, how do we preserve wild spaces, how do we save the planet before it's too late.
The decline of pollinator populations has raised concern among scientists. For instance, the annual survey on monarch butterflies wintering in Mexico found a 59% drop in their numbers this year. Nicole Ault is the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Center of Pollinator Conservation.
You know, pollinator species in general, butterflies included, are declining, and the challenges across both bees, butterflies, and a lot of other pollinator species are very similar. Habitat loss over decades, as well as pesticide exposure, climate change, and disease.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service works with many groups, including the Uchi Butterfly Farm. The service helped provide funding to launch the Tribal Alliance for Pollinators, a nonprofit housed on the farm. Other organizations raising butterflies also hope to educate about pollinators. Ryan Malone is the owner of the Hatchery Butterfly Farm in Kansas, where he raises butterflies for events and exhibitions, and is the president of the International Butterfly Breeders Association. He's been busy making plant seed packets for people to raise butterfly-friendly plants.
If I do a butterfly release, I try to then educate people. I put like QR codes on things like scan this and you'll learn more about the plants that will help this butterfly to have more. You know, it is definitely married together.
Just as butterflies rely on certain plants like milkweed, flowers and gardens rely on butterflies for their pollination. Helping butterfly habitats helps other pollinators like bees. They're important to many crops, said Reed Johnson, an entomology professor at Ohio State University.
Well, the statistic that's usually mentioned is that a third of our food is made possible through insect or pollination from some other animal.
For instance, in Ohio, corn is pollinated through wind, while melons need insects' help.
And so a lot of the crop plants that we depend on for food really need some animal to move pollen from one flower to another in order for that plant to set fruit to produce the nuts or the fruit or the seeds that we want to eat.
Johnson says he encourages people to plant native flowering plants to support pollinator populations. He says even a small patch of plants that can be slowly incorporated makes a difference. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Anna Pope.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 94 degrees. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Farah Anderson, Hannah Saad, Alex Degman, Jim Meadows, and Anna Pope. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.